She handed him the padded envelope, and Roland felt the corners of what could only be a book inside. If King ever wrote a Keystone book, Roland, outside the Dark Tower series itself, I mean, we think it must be this one. The flap of the envelope was held by a clasp. Roland looked askance at both Marion and Nancy. They nodded. The gunslinger opened the clasp and pulled out an extremely thick volume with a cover of red and white. There was no picture on it, only Stephen King's name and a single word. Red for the King, white for Arthur Eld, he thought. White over red, thus Gan wills ever. Or perhaps it was just a coincidence. What is this word? Roland asked, tapping the title. Insomnia, Nancy said. It means...
I know what it means, Roland said. Why do you give me the book?
Because the story hinges on the Dark Tower, Nancy said, and because there's a character in it named Ed Deepnow. He happens to be the villain of the piece.
The villain of the piece, Roland thought. No wonder her color rose. Do you have anyone by that name in your family? He asked her.
We did, she said, in Bangor, which is the town King is writing about when he writes about Derry, as he does in this book. The real Ed Deepnow died in 1947, the year King was born. He was a bookkeeper, as inoffensive as milk and cookies. The one in Insomnia is a lunatic who falls under the power of the Crimson King. He attempts to turn an airplane into a bomb and crash it into a building, killing thousands of people.
Pray it never happens, the old man said gloomily, looking out at the New York City skyline. God knows it could.
In the story, the plan fails, Nancy said. Although some people are killed, the main character in the book, an old man named Ralph Roberts, manages to keep the absolute worst from happening.